expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Marathon as the rain starts to come down just a little bit yet again as we head to the top of the second inning. Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. Kenna Gale will lead things off for post 10 here in the second inning. Left-handed batter. We've seen her both in the left-handed box and the right-handed box during this Legion season. There's a bunt attempt. It'll stay fair. Picked up by the catcher. Fire to first and just in time. Oh, a bang-bang play. I thought maybe Kenna beat that one out, but nevertheless, it's 2-3 on the putout for out number one. Very, very, very close play. Again, complete bang-bang. Good play by Emma Krautkramer. Got out of her crouch quickly. Got to it. Fired right on target to Kahn to get the out. Oh, rain starting to come down a little bit harder. As stepping in is Molly Mashinsky, and the pitch is in the dirt. Scoots to the backstop for ball one. Always have to worry about the equipment here when the rain comes down. That electronics, never fun to try to keep that equipment from getting all wet. But got the umbrella out, so going to call it from under the umbrella as the rain starts to come down. Hard hit grounder in the right field for a base hit. Well hit ball the other way by Molly Mushinsky for a base knock. And Wausau has a runner on first base and one out. But now this rain is really starting to come down. It's coming down straight down, really. No wind right now. Yeah, the flag is completely down right now. So it's a challenge here, especially, I would say, for the pitcher in this situation. And I think we're going to have ourselves a little bit of a delay. Yep, they're going to call the players off, and we are going to have a little rain delay here. I'm going to take a commercial break, and then we'll come back and set things up as we wait for this hopefully brief shower to go away. So that is the hope here. So we are in the top of the second inning. It is Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. So we'll take a quick timeout and be right back. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And I think we're going to keep it here because I'm having a little trouble with my... And I think sometimes this weather causing trouble here with my computer, so it looks as though I'm going to have to, oh, geez. I said it, this weather is not fun to be outdoors, and we are currently outdoors here. So we're going to try to bring it up here on another way of doing it. Hang on one second, apologize here, as we are having some technical difficulties. But it is 2-0 Wausau. As Wausau coming off that 12-2 win back in last night against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. It was a very impressive performance last night and off to a good start here this evening as well. Boy, the rain is starting to come down rather significantly right now. And now we are going to take a break and be right back here on WXCO.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This American Legion softball matchup between Wausau and Marathon. Wausau with a 2-0 lead as we play in the top of the second inning. I'm thinking again, we've been having some off and on rain showers during the course of the late afternoon. Hopefully this is just a little bit of a heavier downpour and that the field does not get completely out of shape and that we'll be able to have some softball coming up here in just a little bit. But what we're going to do is we're going to go back to regular programming. We are going to go to Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, and then one way or the other, whether we come back to action or whether or not this one's called. But in fact, the rain is starting to get softer right now. But even if it would stop right now, you will see a little time needed to get the field back into shape. We had a rather significant downpour here. So what we're going to do is go back to Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, and then I'll be back one way or the other coming up in just a little bit as well. So again, from Marathon, 2-0 Wausau with the lead as we play the top half of the second inning. Rain delay right now. We will be back in just a few minutes at the bottom of the hour at the very latest with another update on what's happening. So this is Chad Holmes, and you're listening to 98.9 WXCO.
I don't even know where to jump in here, so I'm just going to let you have the floor and talk about this show you seem to love. I've seen your social media posts. I'm talking about, of course, HBO's The Pitt.
Yes, HBO Max's The Pitt. I have 6 months late finally jumped on the bandwagon. It's tremendous. It's very good TV, and it's really fun because we've been watching it. My wife and I watch The Pitt. And then Grey's Anatomy is like our falling asleep television. And it's just fascinating watching the difference between the two, where The Pitt is just so the storylines are not that far off. There is not that much like not that, that's not entirely true. There's a lot less ethical dilemmas on The Pitt. But they handle things, but it's just so much more grounded and so much more realistic, The Pitt. And I've just really enjoyed its premise that it's taking you through a day in this hospital, essentially.
Yeah.
That each episode is kind of 24 style, an hour in there. I think it's really well done. It is kind of, you know, competence porn in a way where it's just watching people who are good at what they do and good at their jobs try to do their jobs well, which is just very satisfying to watch on some level. We're about two-thirds of the way through this first season. And yeah, it's really scratching that TV itch. You know, it also doesn't have the problem of modern prestige television where it's like, you know, it's clearly a movie stretched out across 12
right.
hours. It's like, this is episodic television and I've been really enjoying it. And I've really enjoyed having Noah Wiley back on my screen. Yeah, makes me excited to rewatch ER. It's been a long time since I've revisited that show. So, yeah, I highly recommend The Pitt. I will be the 157th person to tell you that The Pitt is worth your time.
Well, everybody talks about how intense it was, and that was a great comp, I think, with 24, because every episode is an hour of this day. And yeah. I watched the first one just because I wanted to have a sense of it. And I did like it. I don't typically like medical dramas, but I'm to the point with The Pitt where I just have to watch it because I've just heard way too many good things. It'll probably get nominated for a lot of Emmys. So I think I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, I really like, I like that, you know, it, for the most part, it feels like a show that is like, you know what, working in a hospital is dramatic enough. We don't need to add in a lot of kind of soap opera storylines and stuff like that. Trying to get through a day at a busy, you know, metropolis ER is very, very stressful to begin with and very tense. And even if their case is just like, you know, person fell off a ladder, you know, the stakes can still feel big without it being like, this is the 14th time we've cured an uncurable tumor this season on Grey's Anatomy, which is where we're at on the show right now.
So let me ask you, this, in terms of other medical dramas, like it's the same team basically with Noah Wiley and John Wells that are behind The Pitt, that were behind ER. You've got Chicago Med. You mentioned Grey's Anatomy. What makes The Pitt better than those network shows?
It's very grounded. It doesn't feel as, I mean, Grey's Anatomy is a soap opera. It's not a medical show. And it feels much more down to, I watch it with my wife, who is a veterinarian, and she is diagnosing stuff alongside the show, which tells me that their science and their medicine knowledge is pretty good. And that's not to say that accuracy is what makes it great, but it feels real. It doesn't feel like they're pushing too hard down on the drama meter for the most part. There's a few storylines that I'm like, okay, this is maybe a little much, but I mean, it's a 15-hour TV show. They're not all like, you know, with a lot of subplots. That's the other thing I find impressive about it. It weaves in so many different storylines because you're dealing with a hospital ER that is bringing people in and out and in and out, and yet it juggles all of these elements so well that you kind of know what every case is. I really enjoy it. I know my wife is really enjoying it. Everyone I know is enjoying it. And everyone I know is right. It is a good show.
My guest is Matt Miller. He is a Milwaukee-based film critic. He joins us here from time to time on Nightlight to discuss movies and TV. It is one of those shows, Matt, I will say, when I watched the first episode, you get sucked into the world and you're like, most of the fun I've had in my adult life has either been on a movie set or doing something where I love it so much I don't want to sleep. Not that working in an ER is like that, but it's one of those things where it's so intense, you feel alive when you do it. And that is the vibe they give the viewer, which is really impressive. You know,
yeah, without a lot of the showy prestige TV things of like, oh, the big oneers and stuff like that, or like the big show offy technical stuff. Like, I think people are souring on The Bear this new season because The Bear is kind of the classic case of kind of empty calories prestige TV, where it's got all the music drops and all the fancy camera and editing stuff and all the big performances.
All right, I think we had a little technical problem there. I had to reset my, again, with all this moisture, it is not easy to keep us going here. But just to recap, we are back after a short rain delay as the Wausau American Legion softball team leads Marathon by a score of 2-0. Top of the second inning, runner on first and one out, and Brooklyn Freiberg at the plate. Pajaski rocks and deals. Drops a little bit low for a ball. Three balls and a strike on the right-handed hitter. One of those challenging evenings with all this rain. Fastball, outside corner, taken for strike two. And the count runs full. But the good news is we are on the air, as I just checked to make sure. Payoff pitch, up and out of the zone, and that's ball four. So a base on balls to Brooklyn Freiberg. Puts runners on first and second for Wausau with one out. And the extra hitter, Nora Hintz, coming to the plate. Yeah, the rain is starting to come down just a little bit harder again, but not hard enough to stop the game. Here's the pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike one called. Oh, boy. here it comes again. Taking a moment at the back of the circle, and I think we're going to have to stop again. Yep. It's actually brightened up a bit, but at the same time, the rain has started to come down hard, and they're going to take the teams back into the respective dugouts. Well, again, it looks as though something, we're just going to have to battle. Let's take a timeout, come back. Hopefully, maybe, that this rain is just, again, that one of those little cells that will move through quickly. But let's take a quick timeout, come back, and see where we stand as we are playing in the top of the second inning. Wausau leading Marathon by a score of 2-0. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvement warehouse.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation, choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes again from Marathon as we are waiting out a second rain delay as Wausau leads Marathon in American Legion softball by a score of 2-0. Sitting in the mud here outside. Got the umbrella up to keep the equipment dry. That's the most important thing here. Keep the equipment dry as it's brightened up just a little bit. So hopefully this will be a short delay. But that's one of the challenges during the course of both the spring high school sports season and now here in the summertime as we bring you some American Legion softball action. We will next be back with you for a pair of games coming up in 2 weeks' time because I am heading to vacation. I am heading out of town tomorrow night and will be out of town next week, so no broadcast next week. But we will make up for it with two broadcasts coming up in 2 weeks' time as Wausau American Legion will be in their final week of the regular season of this American Legion season. And 2 weeks from yesterday, on the 15th, Wausau will be in action at home against Marshfield, Tuesday, July 15th, 6:20 airtime here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And then on Wednesday, July the 16th, 1 week, 2 weeks from today, Wausau Post 10 will be in Merrill. So we'll have that one for you as well with a scheduled start time of 6:20. So again, our next two broadcasts, our final two regular season broadcasts of American Legion softball will be on Tuesday, July 15th, Marshfield at Wausau Post 10, and Wednesday, July 16th, Wausau Post 10 at Merrill, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also, don't forget, you can get all of our broadcasts, whether it's our high school broadcast or our American Legion broadcast, by going to WXCO.fm, and then on the tabs, finding On Air, and then when you go down to On Air, you can filter by going to 98.9 WXCO, and then at the bottom, it will say WXCO Sports. And then you click on WXCO Sports, and you'll be able to get our most recent broadcasts of play-by-play of either high school or of American Legion. In fact, I'm looking at it right now on my phone. You got last night's softball matchup between Post 10 and Wittenberg-Burnwood. You have the Post 10 matchup against DC Everest, Post 10 against Medford, our three previous broadcasts, and then even going back to the spring with the high school activity of baseball and softball. So again, if you miss any of the action, just go to WXCO.fm, go to On Air, and then just filter to WXCO, because when you hit On Air, it'll take you to the Civic Media website, and then just find WXCO Sports for our previous broadcasts. All of our broadcasts are also available as a podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So again, you can subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and be able to catch all of our play-by-play broadcasts as well from WXCO. Well, right now the rain has almost come to a halt. The umpires are out with the coaches on the infield. Obviously, the infield has taken some moisture and it's a little bit muddy out there, but it's really not as bad as I would think it could have been based on how hard it did rain a couple of different times. But at the same time, it's still rather muddy out there. So I think we'll have to make a decision on what's happening here in terms of how to try to get this field back into shape, as we actually have almost a little bit of sunshine popping through, some blue skies breaking up. But we've seen sort of this pattern during the course of the late afternoon, as we've seen some rain showers pass through during the Junior Legion game, and now we've seen a couple of rather significant rain showers come through during the Senior game as well. But I do think we're going to get this thing back underway rather soon. In fact, some of the girls are coming out of the dugout just to my left, and I think we're going to get back to action here again from Marathon. Hopefully, we've seen the end of the rain, and hopefully, again, it's still very lightly coming down, but at the same time, not hard enough to cause any issues. My papers are all wet, of course, but still usable, as I have the umbrella up. So, again, not been fun, to say the least, trying to dodge these big raindrops, but kept the equipment dry. That's the big thing. And now we are almost set to get back to action as on first and second base, we got Molly Mashinsky on second base, Brooklyn Freiberg on first base, Nora Hintz getting set to come to the plate, and Marathon's defense heading back out onto the field as well. I wish this rain would come to a complete halt. I think it's almost complete. I'll get rid of this umbrella, but I'm not taking any chances in case of another major downpour. Because, as I said, the number one priority is keep the equipment dry and keep it usable, because my bosses would not be very happy otherwise. Quick couple of warm-up pitches from Pajaski. Now we're ready to go again. So a second rather short rain delay, and we're back to action here in Marathon. First pitch into Nora Hintz for a called strike one. No balls and one strike. I'm going to take a chance and close the umbrella. It's probably the death notice, but we're going to take a shot. 0-1, swing and a miss, and that is strike two. No balls and two strikes. Oh, actually, that's strike three. Apparently, the at-bat had started already before the rain delay, so Nora Hintz goes down on strikes. That is out number two for Wausau here in the top of the second inning. And now back to the top of the order and Mallory Smogaleski. So runners on first and second, two outs. Again, 2-0 Wausau as we play the top half of the second inning. Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled back to the screen for strike one. The wind is kicking up just a little bit as well. It's still blowing out towards left field now. Smogaleski reached on an error and scored a run in the first inning. Allison Pajaski's pitch just misses a little up, perhaps a tad outside. One ball, then one strike. Target is set by the catcher, Emma Krautkramer. Pajaski rocks, fires. Foul tip, and that's strike two. Wausau scored twice in the first inning. An RBI single by Taylor Defner and an RBI ground ball by Carly Clues. Smogaleski scored the first run and Baylen Holstrom the second run for Wausau. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three, and that will do it for Wausau in the second inning. No runs. One base hit. No errors. And two runners left on base. End of an inning and a half. It is Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Shifts in the market don't need to disrupt your long-term financial goals. Hi, I'm Peter Gunn, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together on an investment strategy for long-term results. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Start by giving me a call at 715-849-5258 or emailing at peter.gunn@edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Bottom half of the second inning, Marathon coming to the plate, trailing Wausau Pulse 10 by a score of 2-0. For Marathon, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Morgan Sorge, Reagan Martin, and Emma Krautkramer against Wausau starter Adriana Bodner. Here's the first pitch of the inning, up and out of the strike zone to Sorge for ball one. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. 1-0. There is a good fastball. Pops into the mid of Carly Clues, and that strike one called. Ball and a strike on the Marathon cleanup hitter and left fielder. Fastball rises a little bit up and out of the strike zone. Count goes to 2-1. Summer in Wisconsin. Get the good and the not so good. There's a ground ball, first base side foul. But again, we're fighting through it. Letting the hard rain get past. The field has handled it pretty well. And we're still at it here in Marathon. And the pitch, there's a hard ground ball towards second, goes off the foot of Baylen Holstrom, and safe at first will be Morgan Sorge. Well hit ball for Sorge, going to right, trying to backhand it was Holstrom, but could not do so, but that will have to go down as an error on the Wausau second baseman. So a runner on first, nobody out for Reagan Martin, the center fielder for Marathon. Left-handed batter will settle in against the left-handed thrower. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Again, mixture of some dark clouds. We got some blue sky. I mean, it's really all happening right here this evening. There's a fly ball left field side. Under it is Molly Mashinsky. She'll make the grab for out number one. Can of corn and left for Molly. And now Emma Krokramer, the catcher, will step in next for Marathon. Number 24 on the back of the red jersey for the Marathon catcher. Bodner, he'll fire it, and it's a high fastball, fall back to the screen for strike one. Nothing and one on Krokramer. One base hit so far for Marathon. Bodner's pitch. Fastball just misses, trying to frame it on the outside corner near the knees was Carly Clues, but does not get the call. And the count evens up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Another high fastball popped up behind the plate. There will be room for Carly Clues, and she'll make the grab for out number two. As I said, not a lot of room behind home plate, but just enough that time for the Wausau catcher. And now two outs and a runner on first for Marathon. Next up will be Kayla Freund, the second baseman. There's a chopper foul first base side, strike one. 2-0 lead for Wausau, bottom of the second inning. Again, glad you've been able to hang in there and keep with us here on 98.9 WXCO. 0-1, again a tad tardy on that cut. Kayla Freund, and it's a foul ball on the right-hand side for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Adriana Bodner rocks and deals. Change of pace, and it just misses. Holding it was Clues. I think she thought it was a strike. And pulling the string big time was Bodner, and it's now one ball and two strikes. And the pitch. There's a pop over towards me. And I just flinched with my umbrella over my head, thinking if it does hit me, it'll go off the umbrella at least. I think the rain has stopped again, but last time I put my umbrella away, it started raining right away, so I don't know what to do. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Up and inside, even things up at 2-2. And my table is drenched, my papers are drenched, but the equipment is dry. And that, again, is the number one thing. Fastball just off the inside corner, and now the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting Kayla Freund. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that will do it for Marathon in the second. No runs, no hits, one error, and one runner left on base. End of two. It is Wausau 2, Marathon nothing. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Honey.
Yes, dear?
I was watching one of those home improvement shows, and I got an idea. How would you like to remodel our bathroom?
I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea how to even start a remodeling project.
You could go down to Priceless Building Center. It's right next to Builder's Corner Cabinetry on Washington Street. They have everything you need for any home improvement project.
Visit Priceless Building Center and Builder's Corner Cabinetry for all your home improvement needs. Located at 825 Washington Street in Wausau. Priceless Building Center, the home improvements warehouse.
Top of the third inning, Wausau coming to the plate, leading 2-0. Baylen Holstrom will lead things off, and she'll take the first pitch for strike one called. Baylen Holstrom, Taylor Defner, and Carly Clues, top three in the order for two, three, and four hitters in the order for Wausau. Pajaski's pitch runs a little bit up and out of the strike zone, evens it up at 1-1. One ball, one strike on Baylen Holstrom. Here's the pitch. Good cut. Follows it straight back to the screen. And it's 1-2. Baylen Holstrom is 1-for-1. She singled and scored a run back in the first inning. Wausau West grad. Just graduated last month. Slightly open stance. Here's the pitch. Drops down low on that fastball. Count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, taking a walk to the back of the damp pitcher's circle is Allison Pajaski, but now she fires. There's a ground ball, third base side, picked up by Chase Westfall, fires across in time, 5-3 on the putout for out number one. Next up will be the Wausau shortstop, Taylor Defner. Taylor Defner had a single and an RBI her first time up. She is 1-for-1. Pajaski fires. In there on the outer portion of the plate for strike one called. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Catches the bottom of the strike zone for strike two called. So nothing and two on Taylor Defner, playing shortstop tonight for Wausau. Pajaski sets, rocks, fires. There's a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snagged nicely by Reagan Martin to keep it from skipping all the way to the fence. That's not easy with that wet outfield, but another well-hit ball by Taylor Defner. And Wausau has a runner on first and one out. Up next will be Carly Clues. She had a ground ball and an RBI her first time up. She had a 3-for-3 night with 4 RBI last night. There's the pitch, and that'll be taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Allison Pajaski to the plate. There's a pop, first base side, right over the top of us and out of play. Hopefully stayed away from the vehicle over in that area. Don't want to walk over there after the game is done and see a broken windshield. That ball was over towards the parking lot where my vehicle happens to be sitting. And the pitch. There's a line drive off the middle of the first baseman. It's a fair ball and a base hit. Rounding first is Clues, heading to second. Over to third is Taylor Defner. That is a double down the right field side by Carly Clues. And now Wausau has runners on second and third with just one out. Hard hit liner right near the bag at first, getting a mitt on it. The edge of the mitt was Sophia Kahn, but could not bring it in. So now an RBI opportunity for Madison Krause for Wausau. Madison Krause, 0-for-1, struck out looking on a pitch that looked to be a little bit out of the zone her first time up. Allison Pajaski rocks and fires. Swing and a miss. Good fire by Pajaski. Threw it past the right-handed hitting Madison Krause for strike one. No balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. Oh, it gets away. Goes to the backstop. Breaking for the plate. There's going to be a play, but sliding in safely is Taylor Defner. Wild pitch. Scores a run. Makes it 3-0 Wausau. Carl Kramer got to it quickly. Covering at the plate was Pajaski, but sliding in ahead of the tag was Defner. Advancing to third on the play is Carly Clues. So now Wausau up 3-0. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Foul tip goes to the backstop, and it's 1-2. Adriana Bodner waiting on deck for Wausau. The cleats are going to be muddy. Anybody on the infield tonight? They'll have to clean them up at the end of this one. 1-2. There's a little pop, short center field, going back and over the head of the second baseman, Freund, into right center for a base hit. Coming in to score is Clues, an RBI single for Madison Krause, and Wausau has taken a 4-0 lead. Sometimes it's not how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it, and placing that one perfectly was Krause. Next up is Adriana Bodner for Wausau. Here's Pajaski with a pitch. Fastball in there for strike one called. No balls and one strike. And the fire. That will be a good cut by Bodner, but follows it over the backstop and out of play. No balls and two strikes. Pajaski fires. Rising fastball ends up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Mentioned earlier, no broadcast next week because I am on vacation. Pitch is a little bit up, 2-2, but Wausau in action next week. On Tuesday, they will be at Rhinelander. That's their next game, next Tuesday, July 8th. And then Wednesday, July 9th, next Wednesday, 1 week from tonight, at home against Antigo. 2-2, rising fastball up and out of the strike zone. And that is ball three. So, again, our next broadcast on Tuesday, July 15th, against Marshfield. And then we'll have another one on Wednesday, the 16th, against Merrill. There's a foul ball, again, out of play. Remains 3 balls and 2 strikes on Adriana Bodner. The right-hander rocks, deals. Foul tip, staying alive is Bodner. We'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 2 runs in the first for Wausau, 2 runs in the third. Here in the top of the third for Wausau as they lead 4-0. Again, Pajaski with the payoff pitch. Another cut, followed back by Bodner. Quite a battle here, fighting off 3 consecutive full count pitches. Still 3-2. Back of the pitcher's circle again is Pajaski. Here's the rock and the pitch. Strike, 3 called, runner on the move, and no, actually a late throw, but in standing up is Madison Krause. The strikeout to Bodner is the 2nd out of the inning, and that will leave it up to Kenna Gale. Kenna Gale laid down a bunt, almost beat it out. It was a bang-bang play at first, but was called out. There's a looping liner to first, bounces off the foot of the first baseman, then grabbed by Kahn right at the bag, tags it, 3 unassisted for out number 3. Wassa does score twice in the inning. Two runs on three base hits. No errors and one runner left on base. End of 2.5. It is Wassa 4, Marathon nothing. This is American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform your home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for your kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, we bring your vision to life. From concept to completion, with expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all your home upgrade needs. Proudly serving you from our locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Check them out at www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Defensively from Wausau, Kenna Gale has moved from right field to second base. Baylen Holmstrom is now in left field. And leading things off for Marathon in the third inning, Odessa Arneson is in the circle, Adriana Bodner. Here's the fire. Up and in on that pitch. Two balls and no strikes. 8, 9, and 10 hitters for Marathon. Swing and a miss. Throwing that one past the right-handed hitter was Bodner. Two balls and one strike. And the fire. Good fastball. Outer portion of the plate taken for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That'll be fouled back. And the count remains 2-2. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards second base. Kenna Gale, she'll flip the first in time. 4-3 on the putout. One up and one down for Marathon. I believe it's Nora Hintz who's now in right field. Yep, Nora Hintz has moved into right for Wausau as well. So again, you see these defensive changes from time to time during these Legion games. Batting is Chase Westfall. Pitch misses down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Boy, Bodner's having a good week in the circle. She pitched very well yesterday against Wittenberg-Brunnewood and now throwing it well here against Marathon. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Bodner did not give up an earned run in five innings last night, and she has tossed two-plus innings of shutout ball here tonight. One ball, two strikes, and missing on the release point of that appeared to be a change of pace way up and in, and that's ball two. Two balls and two strikes on Chase Westfall. Paige Martin on deck for Marathon. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two up and two down for Marathon. Third strikeout of the evening for Adriana Bodner. And up next will be the extra hitter, Paige Martin, for Marathon. Fastball pops in there, but just off the corner for ball one. One oh, misses inside, and that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Swing and a miss. Two balls and one strike. Just trying to wipe some of this rainwater off my table. Broadcasting down the first baseline. 2-1. That'll be popped over the backstop and out of play. And the count evens up at 2-2. Good effort by trying to grab that foul ball near the concession stand. I think pretty much everybody hung around through those two rain delays. 2-2. There's a ground ball up the middle. Trying to backhand it was Kenna Gale, but just out of her reach. And that'll be a two-out single for Paige Martin. Pretty good jump on that ball by Gale. She worked her way to the right, almost able to get there, but that will be a two-out single for Martin. Turnover the lineup now for Marathon. Back to the top of the order and Danica Staus. Danica Staus led off with a single up to the Martin hit. That was the only Marathon hit so far. Here's the pitch. Way up high, goes to the backstop, bounces all the way back towards the third base line. That has quite a ricochet off the backstop, but it's a wild pitch, and advancing to second is Paige Martin. Well, right now it's turned into a very pleasant evening. There's a well-hit ball center field way back, and that ball is out of here. Danica Staus drills it over the center field fence for a two-run home run, and that cuts the Wausau lead in half. It's now 4-2. Teammates all at home plate greeting Danica Staus after she ripped that one over the fence. So a two-out rally. It started with the number 10 hitter getting a base hit. That allowed the top of the order and Staus to come up, and she put a charge into that one. Smogaleski and Balen Holstrom took a look, but never much doubt about that one. And now Allison Pajaski will step in. Another pitch missing on the release point. Way over the head of the catcher Clues to the backstop. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses up and in, and that's ball two. So after talking about how well Bodner had been pitching, putting up all those goose eggs, finding a little bit of turbulence here in the third. Pitch misses up and in, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch misses inside, a four-pitch walk to Pajaski. So the inning continues for Marathon. We'll get time called and a visit to the mound. Thanks again to the sponsors of our broadcast of American Legion Post 10 Softball, including Edward Jones Investments, Peter Gunn, and Priceless Building Center, two of the supporters of our broadcast. And if you have a chance, please thank them for their support, because without that, could not be here tonight, dodging the raindrops and bringing you American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO. The visit to the mound has come to an end. And now stepping in, the number three hitter, runner on the move, taken by Kahn for a ball, throw to second, and sliding in safely is Allison Pajaski with the stolen base. So a runner in scoring position now for Marathon with two outs. Sophia Kahn grounded to first base her first time up, and there's a swing and a foul ball. Count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the third inning, 4-2 Wausau with the lead. There's a flare down the left field line. That could be trouble, and it's a foul. It was a foul ball, foul ball. Rounding first was Kahn, so I hesitated for a moment. Not a great angle down to see whether it's fair or foul down the left field line. I had to wait for the umpire, and did indicate foul. One ball and two strikes now on Kahn. Left-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Here's the pitch from Bodner. Pitch misses away. Even things up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Misses low and away, and the count runs full, 3-2. Two runs in for Marathon in the bottom of the third. Bodner's ready. Here's the payoff pitch. There's a roller rack to the mound. Knocked down by Bodner. Picks it up. Throws it in the dirt. Gets away. And that will score a run. Throw was down low. Not able to handle it was Freiberg. That'll be an error on the pitcher. And it's now 4-3. It's a well-hit ball up the middle, but knocked down by Bodner. Got to it. Had time, but threw it off target. So now Morgan Sorge will step in. Check swing, taken down low for ball one. Well, Wausau was cruising along up to this half inning. In fact, this inning looked like it was going to be a cruise with the first two batters set down. There's a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Rounding second is Kahn. She'll head to third. Throw back to the infield, but now runners on the corners with two outs for Marathon. Well, that is five consecutive batters that have reached safely for Marathon. Tying run now 60 feet away, and Reagan Martin coming to the plate. Here's the pitch. Misses up and away for ball one. Reagan Martin flew out to left field her first time up. Here's the pitch. Up and away, runner at first on the move, and there will not be a throw. Catcher's indifference allows Morgan Sorge to get into scoring position, and the potential lead run now at second base for Marathon. 2-0 pitch. Up and away, ball three. All of a sudden, Bodner just kind of lost it here in the last number of batters. She had been cruising along. And the pitch misses up high, and that's ball four. So now the bases are loaded with two outs. And Emma Krautkramer coming up next. Well, quite a rally, all with two outs here for Marathon. Meeting in the circle, and actually we're going to get... Actually, it's Baylen Holstrom going into left field. My mistake, I thought she had into right field. She had stepped out, and now a mid-inning change is coming out will be Nora Hintz. Here's the pitch. There's a roller back to the pitcher. Bodner will flip to first in time, and that will finally have this inning come to an end. But three runs come across for Marathon. Three runs on three base hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. End of three. It is Wausau 4, Marathon 3. This is Wausau American Legion Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hi, Jamie Schley here, agent with American Family Insurance. Do you know what it takes to make homeownership dreams a reality? American Family Insurance employees and agency owners and their local communities too. That's why I'm proud to support American Family's work with Habitat for Humanity. Just another reason why life's better when you're under our roof.
Contact Jamie Schley, agent at Jamie Schley Agency, LLC at 715-359-2400 today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Fourth inning, Wausau coming to the plate. Molly Mushinski will lead things off for Wausau. The first pitch misses from Allison Pajaski for ball one. One and nothing. Here's the rock and the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike one. Mushinski is one for one. She singled her first time up.